This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've done some stories the past couple of years about China starting to look overseas for natural resources, one of the side effects of having to feed, clothe, and house 1.3 billion people. Up till now, those stories have been mostly filed from places in Africa and South America. Today, John Lawrenson takes us to central France, the heart of the French grain economy.
À partir de maintenant, tout ce qui est à gauche et à droite,
driving down a country lane through what the poet Peggy, writing about this part of France, described as oceans of wheat. The man at the wheel is the farmer and local farmers' union leader, Hervé Coupeau. From here, everything you see on the right and on the left belongs to the Chinese, he tells me.
So this is the farmhouse where the farmer used to live, right?
Oui.
Who's working this farm now? Qui travaille maintenant alors?
Aujourd'hui, c'est des ouvriers et des ouvriers
intérimaires. Casual labor. They hire people for a month or two. The rest of the year, there's no one. It's empty. With normal owners, as it were, you'd have a family with children in the local school, a farmer's wife who'd stay on the farm or go out to work. Whichever way, there'd be life. Here, there's nobody.
A company called Hongyang purchased this and several other farms, acquiring 5,200 acres so far, wheat, barley and rapeseed mainly. Coupeau says they paid over twice the market price. Locals say that after each purchase, a group of Chinese investors comes to see what they've bought. Then they eat at a local restaurant and return to China. The apparent unwillingness of the buyers to explain who they are and what they're about has upped anxiety among farmers. Arnaud Morin, feeding his 80 black-faced Suffolk sheep. He also raises cattle and grows wheat.
I lease 95% of the land I farm. If one of the owners decided to sell, I wouldn't be able to afford to buy because the Chinese have pushed the price up so much. It's the same for young farmers starting up. They can no longer afford to buy land, and I don't like our land going to foreigners. The land is like our soul.
China is investing heavily in Europe, $23 billion last year compared with $15 billion of Chinese investments in the US. And it's not the first time China has displayed interest in French agriculture. Antoine Brunet is a retired economic advisor to the HSBC Bank and author of China's Strategy to Rule the World.
Les Chinois, par exemple, avaient acheté beaucoup de vignobles dans le Bordelais.
The Chinese have bought a lot of vineyards in the Bordeaux area and in the dairy sector. They bought a 20% stake in a big dairy cooperative in Normandy, which means, indirectly, they part own the land. They know in the future that China will need to source a lot of food abroad, so they have started to do what they have already done in other places. In Africa and Latin America, they have even brought in their own farm laborers to work the land they've bought.
Y'a quelqu'un?
Back in the Berry, I visit a second, then a third farm sold to the Chinese. Lots of shiny machinery, not a soul. At the last one, there are still curtains on the farmhouse windows. But this is the only inhabitant I meet.
Well, you're quite sweet.
Local attorneys here have told Coupeau that the Chinese plan to ultimately buy 50,000 acres. If they do that, he says, they'll be able to fill a freight train with the harvest and ship it to China. In the Berry, central France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.